Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today we continue to meditate on the fourth commandment, and specifically on the way a father is to be a provider and protector. The Trinity starts with a father. God himself starts with a father. So too with the human race. Humanity starts with a father. So too with our individual families. The father begins a family. But of course, sometimes that's all dads ever seem to do, is to start a family and then go on to neglect it. And everyone knows what damage this causes a family. Families need dads, and dads know, every dad knows, that he has two particular responsibilities for his family. He must work to provide for his family, and he must work to protect his family. And the only way any family feels safe and secure is if they have a dad who will never quit working to provide and to protect his family. But again, that providing and protecting can't just be at the physical level. A man, if he's going to fulfill his responsibilities as a man, must provide spiritually for his family and protect his family spiritually. So, what does that look like? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
To be a spiritual provider for his family, a father has to take an active and even a primary role in three things: educating his kids in right and wrong and the gaining of virtue, second, ensuring they have a sacramental life, and third, teaching them how to have the habit of daily mental prayer. But you can't give what you don't have, so fathers better have this first. Fathers have to teach their kids the faith, and they can't abdicate this to the Catholic school or the parish or their wife. Now, there are a lot of resources to help them with this, and that's one of the reasons why we do the Rosary podcast precisely this way, so parents and grandparents can learn the faith they should hand on. And yes, kids will ask you questions you can't answer, so go find the answer. How can you claim to be a provider for your family when you don't provide for the fundamental human need for truth? And that includes truth about right and wrong, obviously. So, you have to teach your kids the faith and the moral teachings of Christ. Second, you have to make sure your kids live a sacramental life, which means you have to take them to Mass. And just as importantly, you need to personally get your kids to make a regular habit of going to confession. And third, you have to help your kids develop a life of prayer. You have not done your job as a dad unless you have helped your kids to do the most important thing there is, which is to develop a deep friendship with Jesus in prayer. Not just teaching them vocal prayer, but mental prayer, because that is where we not only talk to God, but we listen to Him. And that is where the real conversion and change of life occurs. So, have you been teaching your kids, bringing the kids to the sacraments, and have you been teaching them how to do daily mental prayer, meditation? And remember, the Rosary is a great place to start because you can pray with your kids while they, at the same time, learn their faith and learn how to meditate. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
A father is the primary provider, but he's also got to be the primary defender. And spiritually, there's a lot to defend your family from. Are you paying attention to what comes into your house? You wouldn't let a stranger off the street come into your house and spend the night in your kid's bedroom, would you? And you wouldn't let your kids hop in a stranger's car, would you? Of course not. Because that would be really physically dangerous and irresponsible on your part. But then, do you let your kids bring unmonitored, unsecured laptops and phones into their bedrooms so that all the perversity, all the twistedness, all the lies available anywhere on the planet, all the filth the human mind has ever been able to produce, it's all right there at their fingertips? What could possibly be more spiritually dangerous than that? So be a man. Be a father. Do all you can to keep your kids safe. Develop rules and protocols. Have very real conversations with your kids about the dangers that are at their fingertips so that they can learn to have self-mastery and make the right decisions. That's what a dad is supposed to do. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Of course, all your spiritual providing and all your spiritual protection won't do your kids a lick of good without a good example. No speech, no demand you make will mean much if you're not actively striving to live what you preach. They'd better see you praying. They'd better see you going to confession. They'd better see you apologizing when you fail. They'd better see you learning the faith. If they don't, no amount of verbal instruction will be able to make up for it. The same goes for spiritual protection. The outside world will probably never be able to do as much damage to your kids as your bad example. If you're judgmental, if you're unfaithful to your wife, if you view pornography, if you're irreverent in your talk about holy things, if you drink too much, it is really, really hard for kids to take the faith seriously when they think that their father, their dad, who always talks a big game, is actually just another hypocrite. In other words, there's no way to spiritually provide or protect your kids unless you yourself are serious about trying to become a saint. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's funny. We all hope we can basically get done what we need to get done without having to try to be holy. But if you're a dad trying to raise your kids in the faith, you have to let go of that illusion right now. We were put on this earth to be holy, to be saints, and we should do it out of love for God. But a lot of us don't love God enough. And we should do it because we know that holiness is the only path to happiness, but a lot of us don't love ourselves enough. But now, please realize that your kid's best chance at happiness is if you are striving to become holy. So would you consider doing it out of love for them, if you won't do it for the love of yourself and the love of God? Would you consider recommitting to overcoming your vices, to acquiring virtue, to deepening your prayer life? Would you be willing to do that for them? Now, you are not responsible to make your kids holy because you can't make them do that. But you are responsible to give your kids a holy dad. God is our Father, which means we are made in His image, and we are our children's fathers, which means they are made in our image. So our kids are, in fact, the blending of our image and God's image. Let's love them fully by loving God fully and conforming our lives to Him. Then, by God's grace, our children may conform their lives to Him too. And then, if we are close to God and close to our kids who are also close to God, well, what greater happiness can there be for a father than that? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hey, Teresa, before we get on to our conversation, what do you think about going to Bethlehem right before Christmas?
You know, if you were inviting me, I'd say yes, but I think you're just talking about the concept.
I'm not talking about the concept. I'm talking about inviting all of our listeners to joining me in the Holy Land, especially Bethlehem, right before Christmas this year. There is no better way to transform your Advent. Can you imagine coming back and then celebrating Christmas, singing Little Town of Bethlehem and Silent Night, knowing you have just been there?
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any greater gift you could give your spouse or your kids or grandkids than by taking them on this pilgrimage.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone out there, come with me. This December, you can find all the information at schooloffaith.com and just click on pilgrimages. And let's have the best preparation for Christmas possible. So, Teresa, you are a young single woman who feels called to be to the vocation of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about, and do other young women think about, I want a man who can be this type of provider and protector, especially this provider on these three areas of educating kids in right and wrong so that they can gain virtue, to ensure they have a sacramental life, and really teaching them how to have the daily habit of mental prayer?
I don't know if it's always at the forefront of the mind, which is a dangerous thing.
What's at the forefront of a woman's mind looking for a man?
Well, you're just at first you're just wondering if you're attracted to that guy. You're not really worried about the future. But I will say this perspective has altered my relationship significantly. Not in the way you think, but that I think women can put up with a lot. And they're much more willing to let themselves be disrespected. But there's this breaking point where you realize, oh, if he treats me this way, he will treat our children that way. And if this is okay for me and I allow myself to be devalued in this way, maybe I could accept that and live with that as some kind of martyr. But you would not allow someone to love your children so little.
That's a great perspective. Is this the kind of man who can give my children what they deserve?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way.
Not even just looking at it as a provider and protector, but like you were drawing out in this meditation, in our previous meditation on fatherhood, but the spiritual aspects of fatherhood. And just those baseline, how you treat others impacts others a lot, but how you treat your children, that's what makes them who they are.
That's what makes the children who they are,
mm-hmm.
how they've been treated.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Even if it means that maybe you're a kid from a really bad family and you hated your father, the ways in which you hated him, they're still reflected in who you are and who you've become, either wanting to be like your parents or not be like your parents. But many people who end up in therapy as adults are mostly just slowly trying to work through how their childhood affected them. So when you're talking with people and you're considering going out, you're really considering it. Not only is this person like fun to be around, but do you really think they treat people well or are at least capable of seeing themselves, assessing where they're at and getting better? Because I think we all need to do that and make that assessment. But if we don't have the same objective of raising not just good children, but good people, then it just never clicks.
I'm sure I can speak for most of the men out there, fathers, grandfathers, that when we hear a meditation like this, we can tend to immediately think, I failed, or I haven't lived up to this, and there's regret. But I don't believe it's ever too late.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I've actually talked with a handful of people who, in a way, reconnected with their father later in life, even if they grew up with their father or if they didn't grow up with their father, that they, as the child in that situation, decided to repair that relationship. And another thing we touched upon in our last meditation is asking more of people, demanding that people do better. And they did that, and almost were the adult in their relationship, but they could rectify it because there is still a chance later in life as well to be a good father and to have some forgiveness for yourself as well.
Yes. Yeah. So one of the, this is the, here's the difference between angels and humans.
Mm.
Angels, because they don't have bodies, they make their eternal decision
instantly,
and it's fixed.
Mm.
Humans, we're designed in such a way that we learn and grow, and that entails making mistakes. But it means there's always another chance. And while we're still breathing, we can always grow. We should never despair,
mm-hmm.
never give up, never quit. We can, with God's grace, we can always become the husband, the father, the grandfather, the son, the daughter that we should be.
I feel like we always feel so trapped in who we are and what our relationships are, but when I look at my strongest relationships, they're relationships that are always evolving. That's even my relationship with you, with mom, with my siblings. They're so different, not only from when I was a little kid or a teenager, but just year to year. because we're learning, and I really appreciate seeing that growth.
So for everyone out there, yes, learn from your mistakes. Be humble enough to grow in self-knowledge and awareness, but don't despair because you're still alive, which means you can be transformed in everyone around you. So rejoice. You have God and His grace, and God works all things for good for those who love Him. God can even take our mistakes, our sins, our missteps, and turn them to good for all the people in our lives. So have hope and go forward with confidence. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.